what about if you're, if you can, if something's very common, you know, and you can find it just, you don't have to look for it in any special place. You say that you can find that just about
anywhere.
Just about anywhere. Okay. But what if a man fell down in your yard and he fell that way? You say he fell
backwards.
If he fell that way,
backwards.
What about if you went fishing and you didn't have good luck at all? Somebody asked you, well, did you catch any fish? You'd say, no, I didn't catch.
Didn't have no luck. I didn't catch nothing.
You ever heard people say didn't catch nary one?
Yeah. I have went and didn't catch that one.
Right. Well, what about, let's say if somebody accidentally stepped on your rake in the yard and broke it, you might tell them, well, that's all right, I didn't like it. Didn't like it anyway or something like that. Okay. Well, what about if you might see a child crying and you don't know why he's crying and you ask him why, he might say, well,
what's the matter with you?
Right, or he would.
What happened to him or something like that.
And he might say, well, my friend had some candy, he was eating some candy and he didn't give me.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get
any.
Okay.
And so she got 14. And that boy, when I just showed you on that picture, and I raised him from a baby he was born in my house, and I raised him all the way until he married out of night. And then I raised another boy. When he came to the house, his daddy died, he didn't know. I learned how to count on the cow. Now he's in, is it Cleveland? I think it's Cleveland, my 7 years. He got his own business, shop, nice home. He comes to see me, semi-cone. I don't buy no cone.
Well, that's good.
Okay, well, that's better. I said, you don't never have no money that month. Now, look, I told you, if I wouldn't buy anything in the world, I would to you. Come live with me, you wouldn't have to work. But you know, because I can't even beat my wife cooking. I'd rather you cook. I said, I'm studying. I said, I'm cooking for all different. I said, I don't want no more cooking. You don't have to do that out your mother, but you know, sometimes I don't want you cooking. So now, when he come home, he came here, lived before Christmas, and said, well, I said, you know that coat you sitting there? I said, that coat was so pretty. You look at me. Can I wait now? I forgot that coat. I said, and them skirts, I said, boy, they were so warm. He said, but you start to mess with me. He said, I'm going to send you boss. And when he went back, I had to him that. The clothes, most of the clothes he sent me, but I got clothes I had most of his husband there. The kids just by my niece and they ain't buying my clothes tonight. Nice. Oh, they're buying my clothes. And I got 3 shiploads of clothes, side of clothes in the wall. And see, Tim, you suggest, some people just like, I keep the clothes, but the kids give them to them, and I don't buy them. And then when I think I'm going somewhere, Allah, I got to think, about 2-3 pair of shoes in there, and it'll be at 90 mil. Here's somebody brought it for you to go. You ain't going nowhere but this church and that church. And I got, I was getting ready to go to Milwaukee and from there back to Saginaw. And that's when he was buying all the things. I didn't, and the boy passed, and I didn't get a chance to go. I hadn't bought anything but my luggage, and I was getting ready to get there. So, when you get stock like that, and you know, brother, I'm working there, and then when you get through, I may take a little short trip to Vicksburg. If you're not asking, you about to be 3 years today. And that's why my husband said, I may go there and that stay 7 days. But I don't like to travel.
Well, let me ask you this. What if you knew a boy who'd been spoiled by his parents, you know, and you thought when he got grown up, he was probably gonna have his troubles. What would you tell me, you know, in the way of telling me what you thought would happen to him? You'd just say, that boy is.
He is spoiled. He just really, but hear what I'm gonna tell you. I'm telling you, if I know a boy,